Welcome. You've got podcast. The Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast is a condensed version of the show. Go to kidnation.com for more kid content.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Big shout out to Jimmy Fallon. You know you've made it when you got your own Ben and Jerry's flavor. The Tonight Dough. Isn't that the coolest name?
Yes.
It combines chocolate caramel ice creams with chocolate chip cookie dough, peanut butter cookie dough, and a crunchy chocolate cookie swirl.
Ooh.
Mmm. And speaking of
Is it gluten-free?
No, it's not. Al, I'm sorry.
You know, gluten-free is actually starting to make people fat.
Is it really?
Just like fat-free stuff, because people think because it's gluten-free and it's healthy, or it's fat-free, it's healthier, they eat more of it.
Yeah, I do that.
But the thing with gluten-free products is sometimes they add extra chemicals and salt and things like that to make it tastier, so it's got a lot more bad ingredients in it, and you're eating more of it because you think, oh, it's healthy, I can eat more and get away with it. So it's kind of having a backfire on some people, because some people are just gluten intolerant. They don't have to the real serious.
It's a natural
Anyway, you have to still moderate that.
That happened when the sugar free candy became all the rage.
Oh,
and
Lord.
I had a girlfriend who like ate so much sugar free candy that she had an accident in her pants in a car.
Yeah, that happened. And with some of some chips came out too. Some baked chips came out
Olestra.
That would give that to you.
Yeah. It was Olestra. My ex husband and I, we loved those sugar-free sugar wafers.
Uh-huh.
Those little thin crackers with a little tiny vanilla icing in the middle. Well, they're sugar-free. We sat down one day.
Sick at the sugar-free one.
Well, we both sat down one day on the couch watching football one afternoon, and we just sat there and split it. You know, and you never want to toot in front of your husband.
No.
You know, we got to the point where it was so, we just sat there and let it go because we'd have to, because you'd have to keep getting up and leaving the room.
Together?
He'd go and I'd go back and forth. Because you couldn't keep getting up and leaving the room. It got to be ridiculous. It's like, okay, just forget it. We're both gassy. Go.
Together?
Because we sat there and ate the sugar-free wafers together.
That's hilarious.
We were both in the same boat.
I know.
Was that in your vows or something? Like love, honor, cherish,
got my back
and toot together?
Sometimes, Al, when you're just...
When you're both
you just do it,
you're both there.
No.
It becomes a competition almost.
No,
it just gets to be like, whatever.
No. Yeah. Like,
no.
Separate.
Yeah, you start having competition.
I challenge you as a couple to sit down and eat a whole pack of those sugar wafers and see. By the end of it, you're like, I'm not getting up again.
I have no desire to do that in front of my girlfriend.
They're not stinky ones.
No, they're just...
They're just air ones.
No. They're trumpets.
My stomach's upset.
They're trumpets.
No. No.
Trumpet ones are okay in relationships. Stinky ones are not.
Yeah, these aren't stinky ones. These are just my stomach's upset from eating too much sugar-free stuff.
I have taken myself in the bathroom or wherever. I have never just sat next to or been next to my girlfriend, this one or any other one, and done that in front
of her. Because you haven't been in the position.
You need the moment.
I've needed to.
You need the break the moment. You know, where it becomes fine.
No.
We all had that moment.
No.
I remember we were at the pool. And Kinsey was swimming. My wife, girlfriend at the time, was swimming. And I was just sitting on the edge of the pool where the water builds up. And
you did a wet toot?
Oh, Kelly, it was the most embarrassing. Because I had never done it. I'm like 19 years old. So at that point, it's like not cool to do that.
Right.
And she comes up to me when I'm sitting at the edge of the pool and tickles my knees right inside right here. Like that's the no-no spot to tickle. And when she tickled me, my body tensed up. And when my body tensed up, whatever little air was chilling came on out, and there was water there that made it sound way worse than it was.
No!
And she was right there. And then from then on, it's like, whatever.
And my girlfriend's definitely never done it in front of me.
That you know of?
That I know of, yes.
Yeah.
And she hasn't. I'm going to go ahead and go on record and say she hasn't done it. And
all right. You will. You eventually get to that point.
No.
You will. You will. Mm. Now, we were just talking about Jimmy Fallon getting his own ice cream flavor.
Right.
Speaking of more delicious food, Little Caesars, which basically saved me when I was in college, because you could get a $5 large pizza, and that was clutch.
Yeah.
Well, Little Caesars is catering to our love of bacon by debuting a bacon-wrapped pizza.
Bacon-wrapped?
Bacon-wrapped
pizza.
Holy smokes.
You will get 3.5 feet of bacon wrapped around the pizza crust, which will it's going to replace the soft pretzel pizza crust, because we all know bacon crust is way better.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, mark this date down. Comes out February 23rd for a limited time, so you got to go get it.
Next week.
And they said it's going to cost a little bit more than the average, because it's a special.
It's fine.
It's a lot of meat. It's going to be like $12 a pizza. But
that's
it's
fine.
A bacon-wrapped pizza.
God.
Now, if you're on a diet, You may want to avoid it because a single slice, a single slice
well,
will have.
Well, it depends on how big your slice is, too.
Single.
Well, they pre-cut,
average,
right? Yeah.
Yeah, a single. The average slice will have 450 calories, 23 grams of fat. Again, this is one slice. 830 grams of sodium and 40 milligrams of cholesterol. But it's bacon.
I can't believe it's only 450 calories.
Yeah, right?
You know, I'm surprised. Ooh. Sometimes pizza, it's not that there's tons of calories in the slice always. It's how much salt.
Yeah, it's
you
the
know?
Salt that gets you.
It's like I have to take my jewelry off before I eat something like that because then my fingers swell up and I can't get anything off.
Oh, really?
It sounds so good.
Wow. Bacon wrap.
February 23rd. It's four more days, JC.
I'm getting it.
Today's Thursday. So
I'm getting it.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Monday it'll be available.
I wish it was Sunday.
Have you tried their deep dish that they came out with? Mm-mm. It's like a little, it's a four slice deep dish.
I've got to find the Little Caesars in my neighborhood.
So
I used to live there's one on the corner because I used to live around the block from JC.
Yeah.
So you can go get one.
Every time I went to the Red Box right there, because there's a CVS, I would go get movies. And the dang Little Caesars right behind
right there.
I would end up buying a dang pizza every time.
I'm not sure, but I don't think I've ever had Little Caesars.
Really?
But y'all can bring one here Monday. I will have that one.
Al, I love Little Caesars.
I don't think I have.
All right.
We'll try maybe on the 23rd, we'll try the bacon.
All right.
I will regret not trying that if that passes me by, you know, because this is a limited time special offer. That'd be one of the things I regret. How can you, it's like the state fair. You have to go try every deep fried bacon, deep fried butter. You have to, or you'll regret it later.
It's okay for one day.
Right. So we live life with regrets. Everybody says you shouldn't live life with regrets, you know, try everything, but people do.
YOLO.
When you get older, you look back and you say, man, I wish I did this. I wish I didn't do that.
Right.
So they did a survey of women, you know, who get a little bit, you know, up in years. And they asked them, you know, not old, but, you know, maybe mature women, well out of their 20s.
Okay.
I'd say maybe my age.
So well out of their 20s.
Not
maybe
old.
My age.
Not old, but my age.
Okay, so 29-ish.
And they said, you know, what do you regret most in life? And they had five major ones that kept popping up, the top five. But then there was a few stragglers they had to put in the top
three. Right. Give me some.
They say the number one thing women regret most in life is not trying hard enough in school, which was kind of surprising to me. But I understand it. I wouldn't say that's my biggest regret, but a lot of times girls do dumb themselves down in class.
So they can get a boyfriend.
I remember we had a girl in school. Her name was Sonia. Hey, Sonia, if you're listening. And her nickname was Puff. Because everybody said she had like air in her head, like puff brain, puff. Uh-huh. Hey, Puff, that was her nickname. She would sit in class and she literally did the big eye thing.
Like Ariana Grande?
And she literally, yes. She was the valedictorian of the freaking class. She couldn't over, you know, she would dumb herself down in class. And in reality, she was really smart. But girls do that and they don't speak out in class and they don't want they want the boys to think they're so smart and strong and it ends up costing them.
Wow.
I feel like that's when you start learning about being rewarded for working hard. Isn't it like when you study hard for a test and you get an A, that's the best reward for the hard work. That's the first time you get to experience it.
An A.
Number two on the list. Number two on the list of regrets women have is not losing weight on a diet. See, now I would twist that a little bit. My regret would be wasting so much time and energy worrying about being on a diet, worrying about how I look.
Yeah.
I look back at pictures from me from the 20s, and I looked awesome. And I thought I was fat. I hated my body. And I look back now, I said, I wish I could put my body in that 20-something-year-old body. That's what I regret is stressing about dieting, not losing weight on a diet.
Okay.
Number three, choosing the wrong career path. Sometimes it's too late, and you're like, man, I wish I would have done something else. Number four, not buying a house earlier.
Yeah.
Some people rent too long, and they realize how much money they threw away. Number five, being intimate, and you know what I mean, moms and dads, with someone you should not have.
Ah, but everybody's done that. Or most people have done
it. So those are the top five. The rest of the top ten, number six, not being spontaneous enough.
Yeah.
Not being a good enough friend. Not being a better daughter. Not traveling before starting a family and not having children at all.
Hmm.
You know, a lot of career women, they put it off, and then sometimes life passes you by, the right person's not there, and then suddenly it's like,
do you have one big regret that always sticks out for you, Kelly?
For me, it's the stress over I've stressed so much about my body issues.
The body.
It's really, I've struggled my whole, since I was in junior high. I've wasted so much time and energy.
You still kind of stress about it from time
I do
to time.
Sometimes. I've gotten a better grip on it.
Yeah.
I'll go ahead and say it now. I'm going to bring it up in the air because, man, my Facebook was a war zone over the weekend.
Why?
Because my Tinder bear, for lack of a better nickname,
Kelly got a boyfriend on
Tinder.
Deleted Tinder. You deleted Tinder.
Not my boyfriend yet, but we're seeing each other, and we're, you know, why concentrate on 15 people when you can just concentrate on one?
Yeah.
So anyway, he on the phone, we hadn't met at this point, he said, "You're curvy, aren't you?" And I was like,
"That's good."
What? See, you say it was good. Yeah. What I heard was, "You're a big girl, right?"
Yeah. No, curvy means
we don't. We don't like the curvy. Yeah.
Curvy means like you got booty. You got
girls
the hips. You got
when
boobs.
You go on Match.com or whatever and put up your profile. If you check the curvy box, that means you're.
We interpret that as you're a bigger
overweight.
Girl.
I had a guy tell me I was.
Really?
He described me as solid.
Solid. That's like athletic, isn't it?
And I was in college, and I was not okay with it.
Yeah, I would describe a girl as solid.
Yeah, and it just hit me. You know, I was like, I have so many issues anyway.
Yeah.
So I said, "You're wrong." He said, "No, it's a compliment. It means, you know, sexy. It's beautiful." I said, "That means fat." You know? And so I went on Facebook, and I said, you know, have my back, all my Facebook friends. They went off on me that I was fat shaming people, that all this stuff. And I was like, but some people, they got it. But man, for days, people are mad at me still. I've lost their respect.
Because of that, really?
They can't listen to me anymore because I asked.
Kelly's costing us listeners.
Yeah, again.
If Kelly cost your listening ears. Please give us a call.
Wouldn't
so we can win you back.
Listening?
I know. I'm trying to trick them, Kelly.
We'll try to trick you. We'll try and put Kelly
but
in the right channel.
To me, curvy means something else. Now, they were like, well, there's, and then somebody made the point, well, there's Sofia Vergara curvy.
Yeah.
And there's Rosie O'Donnell curvy.
There's, you know,
there's
Johansson.
There's all different things.
Yeah.
See, when I think curvy, I think Scarlett Johansson.
Curvy, but that's the thing. As a girl, you're like, yeah, but I don't look at myself as when someone says curvy and think that I'm Sofia Vergara or Scarlett Johansson.
These are Hollywood actresses.
Because they're like tight in the right places and curvy.
Right.
They're only curvy in the boobs and the butt.
Right.
So, and that's where you want to be
curvy.
Well,
fortunately for me, he meant incredibly gorgeous and sexy.
Yeah.
Because that's why I
like
why
J-Lo.
I'm
that's why, yeah.
Which matches your tan today.
That's right. Boy, he's going to be blown away.
Jenna, any huge...
Yeah, it was actually going to bring me into my next topic because my biggest regret... I don't have a ton of regrets because I feel like I've learned a lot of lessons the hard way. So if I don't have the regrets or, you know, if I don't consider it... If I didn't do it because I regretted it, right? If I didn't do it, then I wouldn't have learned these lessons. But I really, really regret, and it's a minor thing maybe, not studying abroad, and I had the opportunity to live in France and study abroad, and all my girlfriends in college did. And then once you get out of college, that's really probably never going to happen.
Right.
And I really wish that I had done that for a summer or semester through my school when it was affordable and had the opportunity. But if I was an Oscar nominee this year, I could study abroad all I want. Have you guys seen what's in the most record-setting swag bag ever in the history of the Oscars?
Now, the swag bag is what they give to the nominees that don't win, right?
Yeah.
Every individual nominee gets a bag.
Okay.
And
if they can afford the taxes.
The previous record was $150,000.
I have a feeling some of the people reject it because they can't, like JC said, they can't afford to pay the taxes on it. Not everybody is George Clooney money when they're Oscar nominated.
Jonah Hill for Wolf of Wall Street only got paid like $40,000 or $60,000, something like ridiculously low for that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this year the Oscar swag bags come in at $167,000. And shockingly, there's a lot of naughty items in this that we can't even say on the radio.
Wow, really?
So to think about Meryl Streep wanting intimate goodies is kind
it's
of funny,
of
you know, that kind
of gray,
thing.
You know?
Yeah. What are some of the biggies?
Oh, a 3-night stay at a resort in Tuscany, a luxury train ride through the Canadian Rockies worth more than $14,500. Sea salts, Mediterranean sea salts at $1,500. Some jewelry, a glamping trip, all this travel, a glamping trip valued at almost $13,000.
Okay.
An Audi for a year, an Audi car rental an entire year. Something called a Reset Yourself Lifestyle Makeover Package, maybe masking some sort of plastic surgery.
Yeah.
Worth more than $14,000.
Yeah, surgery.
Yeah.
That's got to be surgery.
And the biggest item in terms of value in the bag this year is a $20,000 gift certificate to have Enigma Life founder Olesya Cantor fly out to meet with each nominee to discuss their 2015 horoscope, analyze dreams, and teach them mind control techniques.
That's
$20,000 value for a mind reader.
Mm. I wonder, do they...
I want a car or something. If I'm
use this stuff, or do they re-gift it? I would probably re-gift it. I mean,
I would re-gift it, like, to my... You know, as a celebrity,
family.
You get
close
so much stuff anyway.
Something.
Give it to your mom, or give it to your brother or sister who doesn't... You know, like you said,
break it up.
The costume designers and the lighting technicians and people like that are nominated... would they really get this basket? They would have to reject it. They couldn't afford it.
Yeah, you have to reject it. Kelly, we have somebody on the phone who knew you back in the day. And
this is South Carolina. We do it in a different way. We are Southern people.
Oh, Lord, who is it?
She remembers you from your days in Florence.
Who is it?
Hey, Missy.
Hi.
Hey, Missy who?
Hi, Kelly.
Hey.
How do you know Kelly?
There's a lot of Missies in Florence.
I have tried to call you and tell you that I remember you from when I was in high school, and you weren't too much older than me, but it was during one of the haunted houses for 103X. Do you remember that?
I do. We used to hide in a haunted house, and we give out clues on Halloween, and if you found us, you won all these prizes.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it was the haunted house.
Right.
Okay.
And I remember when it was all said and done and everyone was crowding outside, I walked up to you, and I was just in shock because I'd never, you know, seen you, but I've already heard you, and how they say that you don't, you know, what people sound like on the radio isn't always what they look like. I thought you were beautiful.
Oh,
you were so slender and tall. And I mean, I just can't imagine how you could have a bad body image. I don't know.
Well, you're sweet. I was so afraid you're going to say I was rude to you.
That's funny because you were.
Oh, no.
What happened, Missy? So Kelly can apologize.
I walked up and I was like, oh my gosh, are you the Kelly Razzer? And you said, yeah. No.
Missy,
that is incredible.
I would like to tell you, that was old Kelly
Razzer. I'm so sorry. There's no telling what was going on. Missy, I want to, it's been 20-something years, but I apologize.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
Awesome.
I'm so sorry. Did it sound something like this, Missy?
I am Kelly Raspberry, damn it.
Oh,
bye. Yeah. Oh, Missy, I'm sorry.
Oh, so was that like a celebrity that was ruined for you?
Do what now?
Was that a celebrity? You know, sometimes you meet a celebrity and you have these high expectations and then you're just so disappointed and it changes the way you feel about them forever.
No, not really, because several years later, I'm driving down the road, I'm taking a trip to Florida by myself, and I turn on the radio and I hear y'all talking and I hear it say Kelly Raspberry. I'm like, there's no way. And I turned it up, and all the way to Florida from here, I'm just rolling because it was when the Olympics were going on and Big Al's skiing in some restaurant. I mean, I am dying laughing. I'm like, I have found Kelly.
Oh, Missy, thank you.
And I've tried to call, but it's okay. I've enjoyed y'all so much.
Oh, Missy, thank you, Missy.
Thank you for not being mad at me, and I am so sorry.
And Jenna, JC, and I love you, okay?
We love you.
Yeah.
We'll never be rude to you.
Have a great day, Missy.
It was great talking to you.
You too, Missy. You too, bye. Thank you. Do you see where I come from? Listen to that.
What a lovely woman.
Yeah.
Sugar dripping on.
Still nice, even when you're mean.
You know, I might have been trying to be funny. Yeah. You know.
Yeah, it might
be. Are you Kelly Raspberry? Yes, I am.
Hey, we all have bad days.
If we've been rude to you.
I was just trying to be sassy.
If we've been rude to you at all, we will apologize.
It was probably Kelly.
We should open the line.
Yeah.
If we've ever been rude to you, call and bust us. That would be so awful.
Okay.
It would. But we deserve it.
We'll keep it going throughout the show. So
we need to make it right. You know, I feel bad that she thought I was rude for 20-something years.
And you're not.
Well, I have my moments.
We all have our moments.
Once a month, sometimes I get real quiet.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Yeah. It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
You're going down, Jenna. Getting trash talking up
here.
Oh,
man.
By the way, that's cool. Boy. Man, what, 30 minutes?
I'm taking down a champion
like
today.
Less than.
Wow, you turned us around.
Before we launch.
All that attitude, Al.
Before we launch into And That's Why, where you give us the end of a story and then we pick and choose which ones we want to hear the whole story from. Kelly said, if any of us have been rude to you,
and
you need us to apologize.
Are people calling about that?
We have one call because I'm
okay,
sure.
Okay, because I want to do that, because I know we have to do this. But that would be
a painfully awkward and horrible break.
But it'd be kind of funny, maybe.
Yeah.
I wonder who's going down.
We have one. We have a call from Amy.
Please don't be me again.
Amy, who was rude to you?
Miss Kelly was.
What did I do?
What happened to your Southerner?
You never know, you know?
You're a good girl from the South,
what
Kelly.
What happened?
Okay, so she was one, just like the previous caller, I was dying to meet. And I actually won a trip to the Bahamas one year with another contestant, and I was competing against that contestant. And so we were there for, I think, 5 days.
Yeah, I remember that. That's right after I had my boob job.
Oh, yeah, I remember that, too.
You were looking awesome. You always do. But anyway, so she, I know that kid, it was funny because she kept referring to us as the listeners, where JC and Al and Chan and everybody else, they were calling us by our names. But Kelly just kept saying the listeners.
Oh,
and so I was
right.
at the craft table one night with Kid, because he loved to play craft, apparently. And Kid was like, don't be offended by her calling you the listeners. So, you know, she doesn't mean it rude. She really does like you.
I did. I don't remember having a problem with you. I remember I liked you better than the guy.
Yeah,
because it was you and a guy,
the
right?
The guy listener.
No, I was competing against another female, actually. So, and I don't remember there was... the contest because I got a band on and someone else, which I won't name, but...
You
yeah,
got a what?
So.
She brought
a,
remember we had them bring celebrities because there were celebrities around the,
yes,
the hotel.
I won.
Oh, a good
yeah.
deal.
Yeah.
How was the rest?
So other than just calling you a listener, I was okay.
You were pleasant, but that was just.
I just couldn't remember your name.
Apologize,
yeah. Sorry.
Kelly.
I can't. What's your name again?
Amy.
Amy.
Apologize to the listener.
I'm sorry, listener Amy.
I'm sorry,
I apologize.
Listener.
And it's funny because my best friend's name is Amy, so why did I have a mental block with that?
You would remember that. Amy, yeah, good to speak with you again.
Yeah, despite that rude moment or that rude event, was the rest of your trip at the Bahamas, was it pleasant?
Oh, gosh, that's a trip of a lifetime.
Oh, great.
I also have wonderful, and I'm telling you, like, Kid was awesome, and I'm so glad I have memories of Kid, because lots of people can say they were just a listener, but I actually got to know him, and
that's
I had
awesome.
The best trip ever.
No, you listen awesome. To our show, you're family, Amy.
Yep.
Have a great day, okay?
Thanks for being a part of Kid Nation, baby.
Bye.
All right.
Oh, but I think she
says bye, Kelly.
Thank you.
She said something else, but Kelly cut her off.
I am horrible. And so what happens is, if I meet someone and I ask their name, then if I can't remember it, I'm too embarrassed to ask again.
You know what you don't remember? Is because you're thinking of how... I've read about this. You're thinking about how you're presenting yourself when they're saying their name. So
about
you're
what
not,
they think of me. And
yeah,
I don't wanna,
and how you're going to say your name and all that. And then you forget what they
but
said.
But then I'm too embarrassed to ask them to repeat their name again. Yeah, so I then I'll do
right.
anything
I feel
to...
You. I'm the same way.
You have to go get a friend and be like, hey, go introduce yourself so I can get
oh,
the
I do that all the time.
So
like,
hard.
I'll run into people that I know I'm supposed to know, and I'm with somebody new. And after we leave, I was like, I'm so sorry I didn't introduce you, but I can't remember their name. It's horrible.
Do you know the name of the gentleman that's in the studio with
Ryan.
Us? Ryan.
Okay. Ryan is in studio
because
with
that's
us.
That's my brother's name, and so you're an easy one to remember.
We're going
to
kick off, and that's why.
Ryan, tell us about yourself.
Yeah, Ryan, what are you doing back there?
Hey, guys. I run Kid TV. Mm-hmm. I hang out with the people on the chat room. Quick shout-out to Kaj, 6463, Sawyer. Cinchy, Alpal, BG Roberts, RB, Spider.
Remembers
all you
all
guys.
Their names.
Love you. Hey, friends.
KidTV.com if you want to interact with Ryan.
Yep.
And
what's your handle?
My handle is Kid Live. So.
Yeah. Oh, you are
yeah,
Kid
he's
Live.
Kid Live.
Oh, so when people are talking Kid Live, they're talking
he's
to
the
you.
The master. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah. All right. That's awesome.
He sees all the good and the bad.
Yep.
I'm watching y'all 24/7. So.
He does.
That's kind of scary.
And you got a sweet mustache going, Ryan, by the way.
You do?
Yeah.
It's kind
about
of
the same as yours.
Yeah,
it's
kind of he's
blonde.
Got the same struggle with the facial hair as I do. Ryan, you have an that's why for us.
Yes. So I will start. And that's why my dad threatened to shoot up a school.
Oh, boy.
That's not
yep.
good.
Ryan. No, it's not.
Ryan.
This is not good.
Is your dad, is your dad incarcerated?
No, my dad is fine.
He was just having a moment.
I had dinner with him Sunday.
Okay.
And so he tells me that there is a school in Indiana that gets a call saying, hey, I'm going to shoot up this school if you don't leave $2,000 in a trash can outside of the school. Superintendent gets word. They shut down. They put these schools on lockdown for 3 hours, four elementary schools, a middle school, a high school. And they try to find this person, and they get the number, and they track it, and it's my dad's phone number.
Oh, no. What?
Yeah.
Why'd your dad need $2,000?
I have no idea. Maybe my college debt was too much. I don't know.
Yeah.
But he has never been to Indiana. He's in Texas. So he was shocked. Police show up to his house, and there's just my stepmom there with their two boys and the neighbors. Because I think they were doing a play date or something. And so the cops are there. He's not there. They call him at the office. They say, okay, stay put. We're going to be there. They talk to him for 2 hours, and they determine, okay, it looks like you're doing okay for yourself. We don't think you need $2,000 from these poor kids in Indiana.
Yeah. Wow.
Did they ever figure out what happened?
So there is this website called, like, Phone Spoof or something like that where you can pay for credits— and it's
and use
it
other people's
syncs
phone
up
numbers?
With your phone,
you
an app on your
any
phone,
number, right?
And you can enter any number. And it just so happened that the guy entered my dad's phone number.
And if this story seems too good to be true,
that's not too bad to be true.
There was a news story about it.
Worried parents hugged their children outside Highland High School in Indiana last month after a caller threatened to shoot up the school.
Right. It's very frightening and it's really scary to hear something like that.
He wanted $2,000 in a trash can. Police traced that threat to an architect here in Dallas, but he never made that call. He's asked that we not show his face for safety reasons.
Right. Scariest for my wife, like I was saying. Cops show up, ask where I am.
An officer called him, telling him to stay put. Two officers are coming to talk to him.
Wow. Oh, my God!
Your dad didn't want to show his face on TV?
No.
I wouldn't want to show my face.
He didn't do it.
Something like
I
that.
I don't care.
Not guilty. So, y'all got the film.
So they haven't caught the guy that actually made the threat?
They have not caught the guy. I've been trying to do some like follow-up on the news, but I haven't found anything.
Do you think
about
maybe it was a student playing a prank?
Maybe.
It could have been.
Or somebody wanted $2,000. What a random dollar
amount. Somebody didn't study for a test.
$2,000 and some Girl Scout cookies, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Ryan, that is an epic,
and
that's why.
And that's why my dad threatened to shoot up a school.
But not really.
But not really. Yeah.
Thank you, Ryan.
Wow.
Thank you.
Ryan will be posting a picture of his dad on Kid TV right now if you want to go see
him. He's a hottie.
Wow, that's...
Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you.
Wow.
Whoa, man.
There you go.
I didn't know where that story was going.
Neither did I.
What?
Let's go to the phones. I love this bit.
Man.
David, how you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Give us the ending to your story with And That's Why.
And that's why I ended up in a car with a pimp and a prostitute.
This is a much more... I can dig my teeth in this.
Okay, you ended up in a car with a pimp and a prostitute. What happened?
What happened, David?
It was the New Year's Eve after I turned 21, so, you know, I wanted to go all out. So I got a big group of friends together to go to this big party in downtown Pittsburgh. And I tend to be the overdrinker of the group, so all my friends gave me the pre-warning that there was no babysitting me and I had to be on my best behavior. So I, of course, am drunk before anybody even comes. And I turn into going to the one party into a bar hopping extravaganza.
By
yourself. I find myself drunk. Yes. And I find myself in the middle of downtown Pittsburgh with a whole new group of friends, and I'm still killing it with them, but I know no one. Realizing that this New Year's Eve was turning into an end, I venture outside, and I had to find my way home. And in Pittsburgh, they have these things called jitneys, which are makeshift, like a cab, but it's like a cheaper Uber and more dangerous.
Yeah. it's a cab driver with no permit.
So you get into one of these?
Yeah. Yes, I get into it thinking that, you know, it's just a normal jitney, and I'm like, just take me home. I live like 15 minutes outside of downtown Pittsburgh. I look in the front seat, and it's a little weird. I see a guy and a girl, and they both just turn around. They're like, so where are you going? I was like, oh, I know. It's the end of my night. I'm heading back home to my parents' house. You know, I'm going to my mom's house.
Uh-huh.
And this lady turns around, and she looks at me, and she goes, I don't think you know what kind of, like, services this is. You know, that's whenever you kind of start, like, sobering up.
Yeah.
I was like, excuse me? She's like, well, what do you want from this? And the guy turns around. He goes, like, this is my woman. What do you expect from this? And I'm like, oh, my gosh. I was like, I'm heading home. I'm going to my mom's house. I'm in a situation. I'm a little drunk still. So I end up, they pull up to a gas station, and they make me take out some money. So I give them $80 and a donut, and I ended up spending $2,014.
Yeah. Did you say $80 and a donut?
2014, ended up drunk and pretty classy, I would say.
Yeah.
Well, who did you kiss at midnight?
Not the prostitute.
Oh, man. Finish it off for us, David. And that's why...
And that's why I ended up in a car with a pimp and a prostitute.
All right, my man.
Oh, wow. Poor guy.
That's a memorable 21st.
Yeah.
Right?
Thanks
you
a lot,
will never
dude.
Forget that one.
Thanks a lot, bro.
All right, let's go with my man, Toon. What's up, Toon?
Hey, guys. Hey, guys. How's it going?
Doing great, Toon? Buddy. Give us your And That's Why, Toon.
And that's why you and your aunt do not visit the National Cemetery at 3 a.m. in the morning.
Okay.
Yeah, if I'm walking by you at the bar and I hear that, I need to hear the rest of the story. Yeah. What's going on?
Come on, Toon.
All right. So me and my aunt used to run a paper route here in our town, and it ran right by the National Cemetery. Both of our grandparents are buried out there, and I guess she was feeling a little sentimental and wanted to visit the grave. So we're running through there with our flashlights on our phone. And of course, both of us are getting real emotional at this point. You know, tears are starting to flow. And eventually I find the tombstone. And I look up just in time to hear my aunt go, "Oh, Jesus, no, please, God, no." And I see her flashlight fumbling around, and she had managed to step into a gopher hole.
Oh, what is that?
A gopher hole. Okay.
She starts falling forward and trying to do the save yourself dance. You know, the one where you, you're losing your balance, so you start running forward as fast as you can, trying to catch yourself.
Okay.
Well, the only thing that was going to catch her was the ground. She literally hit the ground so hard that she plowed up dirt like an old bulldozer.
Wow. How do you do that?
At this point in time, I lose it. I fall to the ground. I'm laughing hysterically. I'm rolling around. She's begging me to help her get up. I can't help her get up because I'm laughing too hard. I look up, and she's managed to pull herself to her knees, and she's kind of thrown herself across the top of the tombstone, huffing and a puffing. And she's got dirt in her face, like grass hanging from her glasses and her hair and everything. And she's apologizing to our grandmother because she managed to fall on top of her tombstone.
She fell on grandmother.
She's saying, "Granny, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to fall on you. Please forgive me. Please forgive me." And I'm sitting there. I can't even breathe. I'm laughing so hard at this point.
Jeez. All right.
Oh, then finish it off for us, Toon. And that's why.
And that's why you don't visit the National Cemetery at 3 a.m.
Right.
Thank you, brother.
Thanks for that call.
Thank you, brother. Oh, boy.
We have a celebrity in that.
Yeah. I love the celebrity one.
We have a celebrity in that. Not the caller being a celebrity.
I know,
but
they ended up with a celebrity. That's what I want to know.
Carrie, give us your "and that's why."
And that's how that's why I ended up in first class sitting next to Christian Bale.
Good for you.
How was it?
Oh, did he yell at you?
Tell us the story.
Okay. I was flying back from Michigan. I helped a friend move, and I was going standby. And they gave me a seat in coach. And it was two rows behind first class. And I got to my seat, and there's three on one side and two on the other, you know, that aisle.
Yeah.
And I was supposed to be in the cozy seat, the middle one.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a woman with two children, and the other side was a man and his son. And I was like, "Oh, I'm sorry, I think you're in my seat." And you know, when you fly standby, you've got to be nice.
Yeah, of course.
And the gentleman looked at me, he's like, "Do you want my first class ticket?" Mm-hmm. I said, "Are you kidding me?" And he said, "No, please have it. Oh, I got to stay here with my wife and the kids." I'm like, "Oh my gosh!" So I went. There were two seats open in first class. I was on the aisle.
Mm-hmm.
There's a window seat next to me. First class is full.
Yeah,
we're getting ready. All of a sudden, the door opens, and here he comes.
They open the door for him.
Yeah, well, you know, not you know what I mean. He just walked in. I was like, "Oh, that's Batman."
I would too. Oh my gosh! And he sat down right next to you.
It's Batman.
Right next to me, Jenna. Right next to me.
Did you talk to him the whole time?
I can't fangirl out.
No, you can't. No, you can't. Not that early on.
You gotta be.
No, Kelly. But I would talk to him the whole time.
No.
So you guys just sat there the whole time on the flight?
No, he was so beautiful, so lovely. I could never not say anything not nice about this man. He smelled like, I don't know, euphoria.
Oh.
He's gorgeous.
Did you talk at all, or just?
Yes.
Just sit there and sniff
him. We engaged. He was the one who started the talking because I was shaking.
And of course.
That's when they started the cocktail service. It's 8 o'clock in the morning.
I'm
like, "I like a rum and Coke."
Yes.
Yeah.
Did he drink?
And he goes, "Hey, look, I don't drink that much in the morning." And he looked at me and he goes, "Why don't we do champagne? With a strawberry."
I forgot he has an accent. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Champagne with a strawberry. You can't do that as a dude.
Yes, you can.
You're
Christian Bale.
Man, you can't do that as a dude. Champagne with strawberry.
Batman can do whatever he wants.
Okay, whiskey.
Shut up and let her tell it.
Okay,
go ahead.
And then what happened?
And he said, "Why don't we do that?" And he goes, "Hi, my name is Christian." And I'm like, "Hi, I'm Harry. Nice to meet you." And he said, what are you doing out here in Michigan?" And I said, "Well, I came up here to help a friend with a garage sale." That's quite nice. And
then it just continued from there.
Yeah, 3-hour flight.
Carrie,
next to Christian Bale.
Carrie, that is the coolest experience ever. You had a cool experience with
how did you leave
Batman.
It? How did you leave it? Before you said you were bi, what happened?
Okay, so get this.
Okay.
He asked me about my sons. And yeah. I, of course, we both have our phones out. I look at his kids. He looks at my kids. But get this. The only pictures I had were my sons in Batman outfits for Halloween.
That's awesome.
And I couldn't ask him for an autograph because I didn't want to be the fangirl.
No.
Because they didn't even know I was supposed to be up front.
Right.
I was supposed to be in the back.
You handled it well.
And so, anyway, on he wrote on an airline's napkin. He said, "Nice to meet you, Patty. Tell your little mate, Christian." Christian says hello.
Oh, that is so cool. Finish
great.
It off
so
for us, Carrie.
Autograph.
And
that's so great.
And that's why.
That's how. That's why I ended up in first class sitting next to Christian Bell.
That is such a cool
that
story,
is
Carrie.
Is an epic story.
You have a great day, okay?
Thank you, guys. Have a great one, too.
It's not going to beat sitting next to Christian Bell.
Oh, man.
And we'll finish off the break the way we started it.
We're
doing this the whole show.
No!
If we have ever been rude to you, Kelly Raspberry herself said, call us all morning long.
And let us know so we can apologize.
And let us know.
It's stacked against me at this point now. Come on.
We're not. Courtney, who was rude to you?
Well, she wasn't particularly rude to me, but I had a Kelly encounter.
What happened?
I was at the Alzheimer's Walk in Dallas, and I remember people saying that Kelly Raspberry was going to be there. And I was like, no way would I ever get this close to Kelly Raspberry. And we were walking, and I think it was a 5K, and we were walking, and I keep hearing this lady talk about how hot it is and that she shouldn't have worn a leather jacket. And I'm like, that voice sounds so familiar. And I was like, but I can't see if it's Kelly or not. So I kind of did, like, this little quick walk past her and, like, looked over, and I was like, oh, my God, it's Kelly Raspberry. So I hung back, and I was like, I have to talk to her.
Yeah.
But I couldn't, and I kept getting nervous, and finally somebody just pushed me over there, and I was like, hi, are you Kelly Raspberry? She goes, well, yes. Oh, my God. And I just walked away really fast. And then I came back and I was like, can I get a picture with you? She was like, yes, it's just so hot, though. I have to take this jacket off. Okay.
That is great.
She was really nice, and she commented on how tall I was.
There you go. Bella tall girl.
I'm
close encounters of the raspberry kind.
I'm holding my breath because I don't know what anybody's going to say. We started off the walk in the morning. It was freezing, and so I wore my leather jacket.
Fine.
And then,
Kelly.
And then
and you
when
complained.
You get the walk in, the sun comes up, and it's so hot.
So you complain the whole time.
I'm stuck carrying this leather jacket all day.
I mean, Kelly, exactly. I'm into fashion and all, but who wears a leather jacket? Jacket to a 5K.
That's weird.
It was hot.
Thanks for your call,
cold,
Courtney.
At first.
And a leather jacket.
We'll see you at the next walk, okay, Courtney?
Okay, thank you.
I really don't want to. It's for charity. I really don't want to. Really.
Oh. Kelly, are you starting to regret asking people to call in if we've been rude?
I want this to be a little bit more balanced.
We're not the ones calling. It's not our fault that Al is perfect and Janet's perfect.
I know for a fact that Al Mack has been rude to somebody.
Don't pull me in this hole here.
So all morning long, we're taking your calls at 800-KID-LIVE.
This is your idea.
800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548. This was your idea.
It was, Kelly.
I thought it'd be all of us eventually.
Apparently not all of us have been rude.
I wasn't really. She said I was nice.
You were nice.
She said I was just complaining.
Which is normal. It's Kelly.
Well, no complaining, Kelly. You have a chance to redeem yourself.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Welcome to the Voice Factor Idol.
Yeah, buddy.
This is the competition between all four of us where we're given a topic the day before the actual performance. We go home, we write a song parody to whatever song of our choosing, and we come back and perform it the very next day live with a musical bed.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, I took on Big Al Mack.
Yeah.
Al sang some country. I sang some Taylor Swift.
He beat me.
And I beat him.
Fair and square.
But it was a close race. This
That's
week.
Close.
Take forever. Are we going to have an argument? Should I ask for a manager?
We're talking about customer service calls. This week, Jenna and Kelly have to sing about what you're giving up for Lent because it was Ash Wednesday.
Yeah.
Right. Many people are giving up stuff for 40 days.
And so, Tracy, you're the only Catholic on the show.
Right.
You're the only one that has to give up something.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. What are you giving up?
So it would have been fitting. It saddens me to announce that I'm going to be giving up my Taco Bell for 40 days.
Oh, I know. See, that hurts.
It hurts a lot because
it's
supposed
to be
a sacrifice.
Something that hurts.
It hurts me, and it's my one thing that I like to eat once a week, and I'm not going to do that for 40 days.
One person told me I'm giving up stuff. I'm like, see, that's not a sacrifice.
Yeah, giving up. Yeah.
I think
they're being clever.
Yeah, the whole point is to give some up to sacrifice. Anyway, that's the whole
story.
Yeah,
the sacrifice and that it betters you.
Yeah.
But before we get into the performances.
Okay, let's delay it further.
We have a behind the mic that we would like to play.
Oh, really? Behind the mic?
Kelly was not feeling this competition.
What are you saying?
Kelly,
I was coming in here with a positive attitude today.
She was frustrated.
Frustrated. This is after
today
the show.
I changed my attitude.
This is after the show. We were rolling the cameras during our TV show Dish Nation, and we happened to capture this.
I would tread so lightly right now.
I don't know. I guess I'll do chocolate, but I'm going to give up chocolate. Okay, now write funny lines around that.
Nika, you can list all your black friends that you have to give up.
I have a list of the top 10 things he will give up for Lent.
They just be me.
Why don't you write one for me, and I'd appreciate it very much, and I'll sing it tomorrow.
Get Philip to write it.
I'd have Philip come in by proxy. I don't know anything. I don't even care. I'm going to change it. I ain't doing chocolate. It's too hard.
Tinder. You have a... Dating. Well, can't give up dating.
That's not helping me. I need to pick a song. Oh. You can tell me stuff to give up all day. That's not helping me pick a song.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait for it.
Kelly's walking out right now.
Wait for it.
Door's closing.
Mine's really good. I've been sitting here all giddy because I'm like, it's flowing. But I really don't want to say that because, you know, that's like bad karma. But it's funny. I'm like really into this one more than any other one I've done.
Yeah, Jenna waited to say that until after.
Well, it was hard.
It was so fun. I get it because it is hard. And you try and pick a song and then you're like, this just isn't working.
Okay. And somebody suggested, you know, give up chocolate to the song Chocolate. Oh, my friends like chocolate. I love that song. And I was like, I can't do it. I can't. I was mad. I was like, I can't do it. And then I just, you know what? Are we already starting? Are we starting here?
We're starting now.
Here's the thing I decided. I got to do it. Right?
You got to do it. Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with what I know.
Okay.
Oh, so you're going first.
That's good. Yeah, sure.
So I decided to go with my gut, and I'm going with a dirty song because I love dirty songs.
Okay. I am too a little. That's
what dirty song?
Well, you'll find out when the music starts. But, you know, and the thing, you know, I figure you have to give up something that means a lot to you. And it's one of my mama's homemade recipes.
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah.
No.
It's serious. But, I mean, just because I'm singing about it doesn't mean I'm really doing this.
Okay, you're just singing about it.
This is just for...
Okay.
But, see, I'm here today with a good attitude.
Yes, you are.
Yes.
Oh, it was so funny.
Oh, it's night and day compared to yesterday.
I can't even tell you how mad I was yesterday.
It was so funny.
Oh, you should have seen Kelly's face when she's like, I'm not doing it.
I'm not doing it.
I'm like, Kelly, you have to do it.
I forfeit.
She goes, fine, I'm going to do it, but I'm not going to do it ever again. And I was like, well, if you lose, you got to do it again next week for the toilet bowl.
Either way.
And her face just went like, ugh.
All right.
You ready to perform, Kelly?
I kind of wish she had rolled in like, I didn't do a song.
Oh, I did a song. Jenna's like, just don't do one. That'd be funny.
Because Jenna wanted to
do it. I said, but no. And then everybody will say I'm a bit killer in a poor sport, which I am.
Yeah.
All right. Let's hear it.
All right. I'm going to have to.
Enough talking. Let's do this.
I'm going to become.
Oh, I hate going after Kelly, too. I'm nervous.
I'm just getting over with. I'm becoming Vanity Six.
Oh, Vanity Six.
Whoa.
What?
Throwback Thursday.
Here we go.
Okay.
Give me my dirty beat.
Yeah.
What is this?
Yeah.
Turn my radio up.
That's right, that Tuesday's over. Ash Wednesday come and came. Party time is over now. Lent is the name of the game. They say I gotta give up something, even though I ain't done it before. Gonna make it hurt for 40 days, but I ain't doing it one day more. For Lent, I'm giving up mac and cheese. It's gonna rock my world. The pain will bring me to my knees. You know I'm a mac and cheese girl. For Lent, giving up mac and cheese. It's gonna rock my world. Mm-hmm. The pain bringing me to my knees. You know I'm a mac and cheese girl. I say, please, please.
Oh my God.
Mac and cheese, cheese. I said, please, please.
Come on.
Mac and cheese, cheese.
Yeah.
Mac and cheese. You know I'm a mac and cheese girl. Mac and cheese. You know I'm a mac and cheese girl. Mac and cheese. You know I'm a mac and cheese girl.
How's it going all out?
Mac and cheese.
Oh, girl.
You know I'm a mac and cheese girl.
Oh.
Kelly's voice is so good.
Kelly brought the performance.
So good.
Oh, see, my God.
You were tripping out yesterday when you got... See, you could do songs.
And I told you, I said she's going to gripe and gripe and complain. And
yeah,
she's going
to
come in
and
here
bring it.
And nail it. Yeah. And she did.
She did. That was
good.
Kelly, you sounded great.
But then again, I'm competing against the champion.
You are competing against the champion.
Who's going to now school me?
No, I'm not. This is the thing. When you're the champion, then you have, people have high expectations. So... this one's tough. This is a tough one. You can go ahead and...
We have Jenna.
Yeah, we're singing about Lent.
Yeah, what you giving up?
What we're giving up. Well, it's just... mine's more just Lent. Yeah, Lent in general.
Okay.
You can start the beat because I got a 20-second intro.
All right.
Here we go.
You guys know this one?
Missy!
Yeah, get your freak on.
I looked
on
at the Billboard Top 100, and she's back after the Super Bowl. We got a little Missy Elliott going on right now.
All right.
I hope you guys like this.
You guys got to talk because it's a
long
intro.
Instead of Get Your Freak On,
yeah,
this one's called Get Your Lent On.
All right.
You guys ready?
Here's Jenna Elliott.
The Lord be putting it down. I'll be heaven bound. I told y'all mother, nope, I'm not cussing now. Put the Cheetos down. I'm lasting 40 days. And if you tempt me, fool, then get out my way. Craving chocolate now. Then hook up with Al. I just love the way that sugar tastes. Amen. Please, God, help me now, because life's so boring now. But let's all get down. Get your lint on. Get your lint on. Get your lint on. Get your lint on. Go get your lint on. Get your lint on. Get your lint on. Get your lint on. Nothing to repent on. Get your lint 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 on. Because it's lint. People don't know. I've been giving ish up since 30 years ago. Where'd you drink Kelly go? She gave up boozing though. Tender baby getting none. Hope he know she won't be any fun until it is done. Kelly's like a nun. This topic's kind of dumb. I really hope I won. We got the radio shook because this song is done. Get your lint on. Get your lint on. Get your lint on. Nothing to repent on. Get your lint on. You can just fade out.
It's a fader.
I can see. So, Al, are you going to do country music next week? No, country head to head?
Why don't?
No.
This is both.
Well done, Jenna.
I think it should be just the best against the best. Why should it be the worst against the worst?
You guys both did excellent.
Kelly, you did great.
I think y'all should go against each other again next week.
Al and I will just bow out.
I think, why should we make the listeners suffer through worst against worst? It should be just first against
no,
worst.
No, we're doing worst against worst.
I made the executive decision, just like somebody made the executive decision that we were doing this
we
again.
Would like to hear what you think about the songs. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Oh, both pretty good. Both really
well
good.
Well done, ladies.
You know Jenna beat me.
No way, Kelly.
You beat me. I'm not even mad because you really did.
It's so cute to hear y'all bicker about who was better and who was worse.
Well, she knows she was better.
No,
there's no
way.
Bickering.
I don't think so. I have to rap. I suck at singing.
But your rap is good. Those were both really good. For real.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
The votes are coming in fast and furious.
Really?
For the Voice Factor Idol. Kelly and Jenna just went head to head. Kelly sang a song about giving up mac and cheese for Lent.
My mama's homemade. I'm giving up mac and cheese. It's gonna rock my world.
The nasty girl.
All the pain will bring you to my knees. You know I'm a mac and cheese girl. For Lent, giving up mac and cheese. It's gonna rock my world.
Kelly was having such a tough time yesterday writing a song about Lent. Came out very well, Kelly Raspberry.
Thank you, Chase. By the way, very good. Very good, Kelly.
By the way, if you want to vote, it's kidnation.com. KIDDnation.com.
Got it.
We'll put those up. Jenna went back a little retro with Missy Elliott and sang about getting your lint on.
Get your lint on. Get your lint on. Get your lint on. Get your lint on. Go get your lint on. Get your lint on. Get your lint on. Get your lint on.
If you want to let us know what you think, there was more to the song.
Yeah, that's like the least wordy part of the song.
If you want to let us know what you think of the songs, our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We normally take about 5 calls as soon as we're done.
5 calls decides it all.
We decide what's going on so far. It's a trending.
Yeah.
You have to go online to actually have your vote count, right?
Ryan, what'd you think of the songs? Who'd you vote for?
I'll tell you what, though. Kelly did a great job, but Jenna rocked it.
Okay.
There you go.
All right.
I'm waiting for the CD to come out, to be honest with you.
Oh, my gosh.
A good rapper.
Thank you. Yeah, well, I can't sing, so I try and make it lyrically fun.
Yeah, who would have thought? Because back in the day, we were making Jenna sing a lot, And then she figured out she could rap. And then the game changed.
Figured out a way around singing. Like, it used to be voice,
singing competitions, Jenna last. And now she figured out the rapping thing, and she is whooping people.
Nailing it now.
She's nailing everybody.
Thanks for your call.
Thanks, Ryan.
Yeah.
John, who do you vote for, buddy?
Yeah, Kelly. I think Kelly rocked it this time.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right.
See? I'm telling you, Kelly, it's pretty.
You had to.
Kid Nation seems to be.
Well, he's trying to talk.
Oh, he's
what'd you say, sweetheart?
I didn't even know she didn't want to do it.
Yep.
I didn't want to do it.
I told you.
John, do you find the Kelly voice very sexy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do.
Mm. Thank you.
I do, too.
I've worked hard on it.
What are you doing right now? What are you doing right now, John? Are you driving to work?
Well, I'm driving home right now. I just got off work.
Yeah, there you go.
What do you do, dog?
I work at a factory.
Okay, cool.
Okay, there you go.
Vinyl side, yeah.
My man, vinyl side, and got to have it on your
house. Buddy. So far we got one vote for Kelly, one vote for Jenna.
There you go.
With the songs. Allie, who does your vote go to? Allie?
Oh, sorry.
No, there you go.
I thought you guys were talking to John still.
No, we're talking to Allie.
My vote goes to Jenna. Kelly, you did awesome. But
I appreciate
Jenna,
it.
Jenna, you were hilarious.
Thank you.
Hey, at least if people are going to vote for
votes.
Yeah, if people are going to vote for somebody else, at least they're saying you did awesome.
There you go. There's that. Consolation prize.
Oh, do you want the unofficial Kid TV voting poll so far?
So far.
So far. Kelly, you say you're not doing well, but you're winning right now on Kid TV.
Well, they were watching me on Kid TV.
Kelly did
put my little Vanity 6 spin on it.
Kelly gave a performance
I was doing the little bump and grind.
Yeah, she was throwing the hands up in the air.
I was working everything I had.
Had the hair up. Gone, girl.
It's about 60% to 40%.
Oh, there you go,
changing
Kelly.
Trust
me. Kelly, it's not going to last.
Kelly's sitting over there going, oh, it's not going to be close. It's going to be close.
Yeah.
It's going to be another close race.
Of course it is.
It's okay. I know when I've been beat. I mean, it's just like...
Kelly's doing this.
I'm not even trying.
Do not pander.
I'm not even trying to pander.
Do not pander.
I'm not even trying to pander. I'm telling you, obviously, that was better.
Kelly reading the tweets. I mean, it's like so everyone's...
It's neck and neck.
Yeah.
Why don't we take another Kelly is rude to me call just to break the ice?
Or if we could see how Natalie feels about the songs. How you doing, Natalie?
Hi, I'm good. The songs were good, but I'm calling about Big Al being rude.
Yay!
All morning long, if you're wondering, we're taking calls from people who have met us, and we were rude to them.
Stand up and take it like a man out.
This is we would like to take a moment to apologize.
You know, when the Kelly calls came in, they were like, Kelly was so... This was like, she sounds mad.
Yeah, she does.
No.
Things got real all of a sudden.
So I'm just excited to be on the phone with y'all.
Come on, come on, babe.
So, Natalie, what happened with Al?
So, me and my sister is a huge fan of Big Al, loves him, okay? So we went out for a girls' night to your bar.
Mm-hmm. Good, thank you. I appreciate it.
I brought my out-of-town gorgeous friend, who has no idea who you are.
Okay.
Okay, and so we go there, and you're there, and my sister is freaking out. She's so excited. She put her Spanx on for you and everything. She's dressed up. Yeah. And so you come over, and I'm like, okay, can we get a picture? And you take a picture with my sister, and she's like, hi, how are you? And you're like, hey, babe, what's up, you know? Your usual. And then my gorgeous friend is like, oh, well, if he's famous, I'll take a picture with him. And so you get a picture with her, and you're like, oh, hey, baby, what's up? What are you doing? Hey, baby. And you totally ignore my sister. And she was so hurt because she knows who you are. And my gorgeous friend is like, who is this guy? Yeah, so.
I'm sorry.
We've told him about this.
So
you don't
sorry.
Even know how many times we've told him to stop singling people out. You know, I'm the other girl in the group. I used to have a friend, Christy, drop dead gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And I love her dearly, but it was so crushing on my ego to go out with her because everybody would be just all about Christy.
Right.
Al, you need to be
don't
more sensitive
that.
To that.
I'm very sorry. Tell your sister I'm sorry. How's your gorgeous friend?
She's listening.
Oh,
my sister Nicole is listening,
okay.
And she loves you so much.
Apologize to Nicole. Out.
I'm so sorry, Nicole. How's your gorgeous friend doing again?
Get over that.
Get over it.
You know who you are.
Thank you, Natalie. You have a great day, okay? And tell your beautiful sister
love
to say hi.
Baby. Love you, baby.
Al Mack, you and your bar. I got one from Facebook from Caitlin, Al.
All right.
Girl went to your bar 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
2 years ago, she took a trip out to your bar.
She's been holding on
because she wanted to meet you.
All right.
And she saw you behind the bar, and she walked up to the bar, ordered a drink. She said it wasn't time. So she had a few more drinks and finally got the courage to go up to you.
Mm-hmm.
You were talking to another gentleman, and when she walked up, you said, "Don't you see this is black people talking time?" With a serious face.
Obviously, it was 2 years ago in
February. Obviously, you were joking. Obviously, you were joking, right?
Well, she said later on you did go to the table and take a picture.
Of course
I was.
Yeah, it was in February. It was Black History Month.
Yeah, she still
black
loves you, by the way.
Black people talking time.
We'll take another one. Kelly, How you doing this morning?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing great.
Morning, baby.
You calling about the song or rudeness?
I liked Kelly's song, but I have to say that me and our kids have been snubbed by Big Al twice.
Oh, twice.
Was it the same day?
No, it was not the same day, Al. We were there the first time. It was super, super hot. Kelly came out several times, brought us some cold water at one point. And another time we were there, it was freezing cold. It was like 40 degrees, and she kept bringing us hot chocolate. She signed the kids' poster board. She posed for pictures. Jenna did. JC, you didn't pose for a picture, but Al, you completely snubbed us both times.
Girl, when it's cold, I don't go outside.
What about when it was hot?
Oh, I thought she said it was cold.
She said one time it was hot.
And cold.
Oh, okay.
It was twice.
When it's hot, I don't have to go outside either.
When there's weather, I don't go outside.
Yeah, when there's weather.
Oh, sorry, Kelly.
I'm sorry, babe.
One of those times, Al, you were outside because it was when we got to meet Steven Tyler, and he kissed my kids and everything else, and you just stood over there 5 feet away holding a sign. You check my Facebook on all those pictures.
I'm normally the first one to go outside. Al.
See, that's what we have to be mindful of. It's like the one day maybe we're not in a good mood and we're like, we have stuff to do.
Right.
We have to remember that's their only experience.
Right.
But Al usually is the first one to go out. Yeah, usually. You just got it twice.
Wow. How's your gorgeous friend doing?
Oh, Al.
Thanks, Kelly. We're sorry. Come back next time, Kelly, and we'll bring you in.
Four kids were... No problem. Love you guys. Y'all have a great day.
Love you too, baby.
Thank you.
All right, Kelly. Have a great day. Oh, man, Al, the one time.
It's a great idea.
Two times.
This is a great idea, Kelly.
She came by twice,
Al. Great idea, Kelly.
We're taking your calls.
There has to be a JC and a Jenna Rude experience out there.
I'm sure.
It's not fair.
Tiffany, welcome to Rude Lines. How you doing this morning, Tiffany?
How are y'all?
Oh, great. Was anybody rude to you?
Well, I would say that my experiences haven't been rude. I've just had a couple awkward encounters, but none of them include Kelly, so okay. That's a good thing.
Kelly, you're out of this.
Thank you.
Okay, who's next?
So the first time I met JC, I get super starstruck when I see y'all. I love y'all to death, and I feel like y'all are friends, but I almost can't talk when I'm around you. So we were going to the Perot Museum. Does this sound familiar at all?
I've been there twice, so it's got to be one of those two times.
Okay, so far, so good.
Yeah.
So I saw Kenzie, and I thought, oh, she looks familiar. Oh, my gosh, that's Kenzie. JC has to be around here somewhere. So I look, and I make eye contact with you, and I said, can we say hi to you? Like, loud. I have my boys with me. And you just said, yeah. And I said, hi.
I don't mean to be. It's just weird. I don't know how to interact.
Yeah, sometimes that happens. Yeah. Like I'm walking through the mall and someone just goes Jenna, and I turn and I say hi, and they go, yeah, I thought that was you. And then I'm like, wait, am I being rude? Because I don't know what to do either.
Yeah,
sometimes
I don't know how to respond. So right. I'm really socially awkward, Tiffany. I am so sorry if I came off weird.
I made it very uncomfortable. In my head, I was thinking, can we take a picture with you? But then I thought, well, he's not going to want all that attention, so. Can I say hi to you is what came out. And now my boys make fun of me all the time. They'll say, there's JC. Can we say hi to you? And then I just saw y'all last week. I'm Asher and Eli's mom, if that rings a bell at all. We've come to see you a couple times at the studio. And I took a picture with y'all, and I asked Big Al if I could kiss him on the cheek.
And I remember that.
Yes, and he said yes. So I go to kiss him on the cheek. Well, I don't know if it didn't register. He's going to kiss me, and our lips are just coming closer together, and I yell really loud, no!
I remember this last week.
I remember that.
And so Kelly starts yelling it out. Al, she said, kiss you. Were you not listening? And so it just felt like y'all in studio, but it was actually in person.
Well, good chatting with you, Tiffany.
Yeah,
we really are like that all the time.
Well, yeah.
Kissy, kissy.
Al definitely tries to make out with every girl.
Kissy, kissy.
Only the hot ones.
It was on accident, and I'm sorry, Dr. Girlfriend. It was on accident.
Yeah, no, you must be hot or he wouldn't have tried.
I do remember Tiffany's scream because it almost broke my eardrum.
I remember that. Yeah.
I didn't know where to go. I was like, Dr. Girlfriend before, and she was extremely sweet. And the time we met her,
Al didn't even come and say hi or anything.
Yeah, I don't say, when she's around, she has me on a very tight leash.
There's no women when she's around. Mm-mm, no. Thank you, Tiffany. Have a great day.
All right, love y'all.
Bye, baby. Love you, too. Yeah.
Man.
And that concludes the rude line.
It doesn't, Al, because we just got another one.
Oh, no.
Carmen.
This is the worst day ever.
You started it.
I did as a kind of funny thing because the Missy called. Look what you started, Missy from South Carolina.
All right.
Idea.
Carmen, somebody was rude to you from our show?
No, we don't even know. It doesn't say who it is.
It wasn't kind of rude. It was kind of awkward, but funny.
Okay.
One morning, Big Al had, like, mimosa tasting at the bar.
A what?
Mimosa.
Okay.
Mimosa tasting.
Yeah.
And it was me and my work partner who were in there, and then two other girls. So that was the only one aside from Big Al at the bar. Mm-hmm. And those two other girls had their two chihuahuas with them. And Big Al turned around and told me, hey, that's your cousin, talking about the chihuahua.
Yeah. Oh, you masking.
Okay. Right. I can see doing that.
What was that?
I probably had a couple of mimosas.
Shout out, Carmen, by the way.
It was fun. It was funny, and that will make me stop from going to Big Al's bar.
Oh, there you go.
Big Al's a racist.
I love you, baby.
Are you going to apologize?
I love you, baby. I'm sorry. You can come get a free mimosa from me this weekend. You can have all you want.
There you go, Carmen.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Bring the dogs.
Bye. All right.
Bye,
Carmen.
Ow,
man.
Ow.
Well, it wasn't Black people talking time.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I don't know if it's a new thing going on with bodybuilders or what, but Al, I think you sent this story to us a couple days ago.
I saw this the other day, yeah.
Bodybuilders are drinking human breast milk. So, of course,
what?
Jimmy.
This was something I joked about forever ago.
Right, isn't it? It was a joke, though.
Yeah.
Now they're actually doing it, and Jimmy Kimmel decided to joke about it.
This is weird, too. This is, there's a strange nutritional trend that is making its way around the world of bodybuilding right now. Some weightlifters are drinking human breast milk, which is just the thing for the bodybuilder who wants to seem even more creepy than bodybuilders already do. Apparently, they believe that breast milk builds bigger muscles, which makes no sense, by the way. Babies drink breast milk, and they can barely hold their heads up. But if you think about it, it does make sense because, well, it is kind of weird. We get grossed out by the idea of drinking human breast milk, but drinking breast milk from a cow is perfectly okay, right? Although I am glad we make that distinction for meat. Yes? Where are they getting breast milk from? Are infants being shoved aside by these bodybuilders? And after the bodybuilders drink it, does someone have to pick them up and burp them, or how does that work? Why do I get the feeling Arnold Schwarzenegger started this?
Oh, wow. That's pretty funny.
Drinking random people's breast milk.
I saw on the news where this lady is actually selling hers for, I believe it was $1 an ounce.
Does her baby not need it?
I guess she overpumps.
She overpumps or over
freeze it.
She has
She freezes it, and then the baby doesn't drink it anymore.
Selling it on Craigslist. Yeah,
because you can make a lot of money per ounce on breast milk.
I guess so. It never crossed my mind.
All the mommies say it's worth more than gold.
They're also saying you need to make sure you know the source you're getting your milk from, rather than Craigslist, because it's not been screened for any transmittable diseases.
Right.
And things
right.
can be passed through breast milk, like HIV and things like that.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yes.
Absolutely. That's why you can't take, painkillers if you have an injury and things like that. And that's why you'll see a lot of women will, like, go pump breast milk after they've been out drinking to get the alcohol out.
Yeah, I saw
or
that.
Or then you get a drunk little baby.
Now, did you guys... Yeah, you don't want a drunk baby. That's bad.
Shot.
Now, did you guys see the amazing selfie proposal video?
No.
Amazing was it?
It's my favorite one. So this guy's pretending to take a selfie with his girlfriend, but he's actually shooting a video.
Oh. Ready?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's on record.
Did you get it?
What?
Lisa May, will you marry me?
Oh my God. Yeah. Are you serious right now? Is this for real?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Her eyes.
Oh my God. Yeah. Oh my God. Yes. Oh my God.
It's way too big.
Oh my God.
It's way too big.
Is this for real?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Aww.
Oh my God. Are you serious right now?
supposed to watch this on Kid TV.
It's such a cool video. We're going to have it up at KidNation.com. It's awesome. Is it bad that I kind of want to see one of these videos where the girl's going, are you serious? Are you serious? And the guy goes, nah, girl, I'm just playing with you.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.